Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite a beautiful Hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. This hadith alludes to the reason for the creation of man. There is a couple of verses in the Holy Quran which kind of alludes to this matter. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, which is a very famous verse, every Muslim knows it, Allah says, I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they may worship me. And he also says in another place, had your Lord wished, he would have made mankind one community, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy, and that is why he created them. A number of hadiths have also been transmitted regarding the creation of man and its purpose. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, you were ordered to fear Allah, and you were created for obedience and good deeds. In this connection, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, O people, Allah, exalted be His remembrance, has only created people so that they might know Him, and when they know Him, they worship Him. And when they worship Him, they become needless of worshiping others by His worship. A man asked him, O son of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my parents be your ransom. What is meant by knowing Allah? He replied, it is that the people of each era must know their Imam, to whom obedience is mandatory. Right? So here the Imam alayhi salam kind of ties up the knowledge of Allah, the ma'rifatullah, with the knowledge of the Imam. These are kind of connected with one another, obviously. When we recognize Allah, we recognize that He is a perfect being. He has infinite knowledge, infinite wisdom. He couldn't have created us in vain, and therefore He must send dignitaries, guides that can help guide us on the path of truth. And these are the imams. We have to recognize them, you know. So this, the ma'rifatullah is connected to the ma'rifat and the knowledge of the imam alayhi salam. So this is actually the purpose, one of the purposes of creation, to recognize the imam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in response to an atheist who asked him, for what purpose did he create humanity, if he had no need for them, and neither was he compelled to create them, and nor would it be proper for him to create us in vain. He replied, he created them to reveal to them his wisdom, to execute his knowledge, and to carry out his plan. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, regarding the verse, but they continue to differ, except those on whom your Lord has mercy, and that is why he created them. The Imam said, he created them so that they may perform that which will render them deserving of the mercy of Allah, so that He may confer His mercy upon them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason for man's creation in the words of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد